If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Folks, have you run out of popcorn yet? Some of you who have tuned in to the DNC are probably having a blast. What a comedy show for all. Not only that, what a sense of darkness, of lies, as they celebrate with their father of lies, the devil. It almost appears as if it is one huge movie production designed to make us believe they are really powerful. Wanted to get this one out today late, but ensure you are informed as these things play out. Let's go, shall we? Wanted to show you this photo, first off, of the DNC 2024. The stage has a couple of folks on there while most of these seats are empty. Of course, they laugh and joke around and say that this is just because the big speakers aren't there yet and more, which I'll tell you, sometimes they have to have concerts to have the place filled out. But, you know, they also tell you that they have all kinds of issues outside, right? They're causing all types of problems for the world to see. A lot of these paid protesters were sent in to cause chaos. That's right. So you're watching these guys as they are bussed in. They had U-Hauls. They had all these things printed out for people to see. They bring in the chaos to cause all kinds of problems, and then they claim that they need walls built. That's right, walls. Why would they need walls built for everyone to for protection? I thought they were against these big walls built around them, especially for a convention. Man, it's just crazy, and everybody's been waking up to the protection, the double walls, the triple walls that they have set up. Not only that, they have got all types of craziness going on asking for identity. That's right. And somebody spelled this out pretty good, the Democrat National Convention. Check this out.
To talk to you today about the Democrat National Convention that's going on in Chicago and some of the things that I observed. Now, the first thing that I observed, and if you go on any news telecast right now, you'll see it yourself. But the police presence, there looks to me like there are hundreds of police officers lining the parameters of the convention. Now, I just wanted to take you back just maybe even a few months ago. Remember when the Democrats were so anti-police? When we had people burning the small businesses in Atlanta, and when they were tearing down statues in Washington, D.C., and all over the country, when they were burning down small businesses in Minnesota and in Wisconsin and all over, remember, all of them were anti-police. They didn't want police. It was fine for criminal elements to burn small businesses, to burn black communities. That was fine with them. But now the people that were so opposed to police officers, if I'm not mistaken, Kamala Harris was one of them, Maxine Waters, all of the people that they call the squad, the most progressive part of the Democrat Party, all of them wanted to defund the police. Isn't that funny? That now all of a sudden these same police officers that they wanted to defund, now they want them there to protect them. It was not fine when we needed them, when Americans needed police officers to protect our communities. They did not care about our protection. The next thing that I want you to be aware of that I noticed is that they require ID to get into their convention.
Here we go.
Can you believe that? Didn't they just say this past week or a week before that they didn't think IDs were necessary because, and they thought that anytime someone requires an ID, it was racist because Black people did not have IDs. Now, so if we look at both of those situations, are we to assume that they're requiring IDs now to keep Black people out? Because remember, IDs are racist. So if IDs are racist and they require an ID to get into the Democrat National Convention, then I am to assume that their goal of requiring IDs is to keep Black people out. Now, they didn't mind forbidding IDs for illegal immigrants to go through our airports, for illegal immigrants to vote, and all of those things, but they do want an ID for a person to come into the Democrat National Convention. Isn't that such a conundrum?
So many things that have been playing out for them, not looking good for them at the DNC whatsoever. It's one aspect after another that's been playing out. But one of the big ones that we've noticed is Trump has been mentioned 147 times on day one of the DNC.
Donald Trump.
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 Trump. Trump.
Who in the hell does he think he is? Who does he think he is?
These people are sick.
They are sick. They are liars, and they continue to play these games out in front of all of us. And just wanted to show you quickly, if you look at these screenshots right here, the video that I'm showing you of this Hillary Clinton they're putting in front of all of us, very interesting that President Trump the other day in his speech said that he's noticed that Hillary is a body double. He doesn't talk to the body doubles. That's why he switched the name of Hillary from Crooked to Beautiful. Beautiful Hillary. Why? Because she has no more wrinkles. Her eyes are placed there perfectly. Look, you'll notice that as they stick this mask on them, the one area they have a hard time with is the eyes, connecting those eyes perfectly to the mask. And it doesn't look good because that black line you'll see, the shadows of that mask connected to the eyes, and these body doubles that are playing out are there for all to see. And, you know, the polls aren't working well for them also. Elon Musk, since a lot of people have asked, here goes an unscientific poll, right? Trump was at 83% and Kamala 17% with only 113,000 votes. He got up to 2 million votes, folks, on that particular survey, and it was at 79 to 80% last time I checked. And so, again, they cannot stop talking about Trump.
What the hell does he think he is?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Trump, Trump,
Trump, Trump,
Trump,
Trump.
Donald 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 Trump.
Biden. I'm not going to use the name anymore, just one time.
Who does he think he is?
Trump. Constantly brought up at this event. And it makes you wonder just what type of plays they have for their party. Are they going to bring up anything that they have for our country, or are they just going to continually beat up on President Trump? It's the only agenda that they have. And so I wanted to show you this here before we move on. They continue here. Senator McMorrow talks about Project 2025.
I'm Michigan State Senator Mallory McMorrow, and this is Project 2025. This is the Republican blueprint for a second Trump term. If Donald Trump gets back into the White House, he's going to fire civil servants. They're talking about replacing the entire federal government with an army of loyalists who answer only to Donald Trump. There's only one way to stop him and to stop Project 2025. How do we do it? We elect Kamala Harris this November!
Why does McMorrow have her tongue constantly slipping out? Check this out. You'll notice this tongue sticking out like a serpent. Sometimes it comes all the way out. Look at this. If you're looking at your screen, you'll notice the tongue going all the way out as she talks. Almost makes me wonder if she's got some type of demonic presence inside of her that makes these tongues stick out, or is this an actual, like, lizard with the face covering? I don't know. Some of these conspiracies that come out saying that there's lizard people walking around with masks, I tell you what, it makes me wonder when I see this person, McMorrow, just can't keep the tongue in the mouth, constantly looking as if she's a serpent. What do you guys think? Put in the below this video comments. Tell me what you think about all these weird anomalies with these tongues sticking out. Not only that, you see some other creatures at the DNC. Look at these.
He is to elect Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States of America. California, we proudly cast our 482 votes for the next president, Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
creatures are there. He is to elect Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States.
Creatures are there, and they cannot keep themselves hidden any longer. Why are we playing all of these clips for you to see? We want you to notice how wicked these people really are. Notice this with Waltz. Yeah, Waltz. He comes running in, sticking his fingers up like he's some kind of rock star, acting like a fool, an idiot. Just, these guys have nothing to hold on to anymore. They're acting like fools, and it makes you wonder what kind of movie we're watching. Of course, day two of the DNC, this is how they started. Goodness, I just can't take it anymore.
And that threat, this is not hyperbole, that threat is still very much alive. Donald Trump says he will refuse to accept the election result if he loses again. Think about that. He means it. Think about that. He's promising a bloodbath if he loses, in his words.
And this guy was having a hard time talking at all in this speech.
All the factors, all those chemical factors are right next to the poorest neighborhoods. They're the ones we're going to bring back.
We're going to bring back what? The chemical plant factories? Oh my goodness, this guy is losing his mind. Donald Trump said, an angry and ranting speech full of lies. Biden took credit for everything done during the Trump administration, even continuing to say that he was better on inflation and jobs. He never mentioned the Afghanistan disaster and all the wars he got us into, or the fact that far more people died from COVID during the Biden years than the Trump years. The jobs Biden-Harris created were almost 100% from illegal aliens pouring into our country, which are destroying the lives of our Black and Hispanic population. Stegman just couldn't hold himself back. And you know what? They spent a lot of time telling everyone, we don't want to go back. We don't want to go back. Go back to what? 1.4% inflation? They don't want to go back to $1.50 a gallon of gas? They don't want to go back to the peace in the Middle East? The most secure border in history? Oh, no, they don't want to go back to that. Is that what they were talking about? Trump's press secretary nails it.
Watching night one of the DNC was like watching an alternative reality. There was no mention of the migrant crime epidemic that has been allowed to transpire because of Kamala Harris's job as border czar, her open border policy. There was no mention of the record high inflation crisis caused by the Harris-Biden administration's economic policies. It's almost like the Democrats want the American people to forget that Kamala Harris has been vice president over the past 4 years and is wholly responsible for the economic, immigration, and foreign policy crises that we face in this great country. And, you know, the Democrats kept saying last night, we don't want to go back. Go back to what? 1.4% inflation, $1.50 gasoline, peace in the Middle East, the most secure border in history. Those are the facts of the Donald Trump administration, and millions of Americans do want to go back to those times.
They do want to go back to those times. They've had enough. People are being interviewed. They've talked and they've shared their points about running back to this terrible party. This terrible party. They want all of these things to play out day in and day out. They've controlled the White House for 12 of the last 16 years. And check out what happens on Communist News Network.
The White House for in all these speeches, as good as they were, is that she's in the White House right now. Democrats have controlled the White House for 12 of the last 16 years. And for all of the talk about division and the problems in the country and people are hurting, Democrats have mostly controlled this country. Trump had it for four. The Obamas and Biden had it for the rest of the time. And somehow, it's still all Trump's fault, and somehow she hasn't been at the center of it. So to me, that's still the glaring hole in this campaign that hasn't yet been solved at the convention. How do you explain all of the problems that will be solved by the person who is currently in there for the last 3.5 years who is supposed to already be working on solving it? But
that's a body blow for them. That's one that hits right in the gut. Check this out. Folks, my gut has definitely felt much better recently, especially after all the things that I've gone through in my life. I've got better energy, reduced my bloating, and have better metabolism, I can tell. So this Kimchi 1 that I've been taking has taken off and changed my life. I'm telling you what, it'll do it the same for you. Many things that I've tried, Kimchi 1 is one of those that has definitely come through. It's arming my gut with good bacteria, and it actually affects the health of other areas of my body. Man, it fixes the root of the problem in your gut instead of masking symptoms with prescription drugs. I also found out that it reverses hair loss and it regrows your hair. And I definitely need some of that as my head has been bald for a while. I've noticed the hair just coming back just a little bit. It also boosts your energy and metabolism. And so you want to grab this stuff. You don't want to mask your symptoms with prescription drugs or fix, you know, you got to fix the root of the problem in your gut. And there's no better way than Kimchi One, in my opinion. So if you give them a call, you'll get up to 50% off when you call 888-317-9941. Click on that link below. You'll get 25% off with code AWK. Try yours today. Of course, while all this was playing out, just wanted to show you on the screen, President Trump went to Michigan. He is rallying these folks together and telling you, look at all the people, the hundreds thousands of people waiting for President Trump to arrive. They love him and they see what he's been doing. And one of the media folks tried to say, you know what, you're a campaign, you know, you're going into a town that's associated with white supremacy. What do you think about that? President Trump walks up to the mic and says this.
Who was here in 2021? Thank you, everybody.
Perfect. Who was here in 2021? To the journalist, they said Joe Biden. He said, thank you. So if you're associating me with white supremacy, why not Joe Biden, who was here in 2021?
People don't know the real Kamala, but I do. And people that do what I do, they also know. But she is so far left that nobody can even imagine. And her real thoughts are there. You know, she's change, they call her a flip-flopper at the highest level that they've ever seen in politics, because she's come out with policy and for years defund the police. You don't mind defunding, do you, fellas? Would you vote for a defunder? Would you vote? By the way, your people that you protect don't want defunders either. But she's been there until just recently, but she's always been for defunding the police. And the person that she's running with, Tim Walz, is equally far left. This is the most far left group. Nobody's ever seen anything like it.
Nobody's seen anything like it. Far left. And I've talked about this before. You know, you take this line, if you put it, let's say, right here, this red line I'm showing you, you go as far left as possible to leftist agenda, and it makes it that much harder to bring the country back because they're so far away, right? At first, it was, you know, folks, we just want to be accepted and left alone. Can we just have our own area, our own little parades and more for, say, the LGBTQ community, right? They continue to add more letters to their alphabet. No, but that wasn't enough. They wanted to, you know, go a step further and be accepted in Hollywood in the movies. So we gave him that. They wanted people to leave him alone. Okay, then they scream and yell at you if you don't let them go on it. Ask you on a date to go with them. They get mad because you won't say no. And then they change the definition of marriage. And it just gets so far that by the time you try to reverse that agenda, well, it's almost too late, right? Because they've taken over. And this agenda continues to play out. But they don't want to have these talks. Comrade Kamala Harris, says President Trump, has just informed us she will not do the Fox News debate on September 4th. President Trump says not surprised by this development because he feels that she knows it's very difficult at best for her to defend her record-setting flip-flopping and absolute everything she once believed in, including her statements that there will be no fracking in Pennsylvania and her horrible performance on the border, where millions of criminals and people from mental institutions and terrorists have been allowed to pour into our country, totally unchecked and unvetted. It's called, and she loves it, an open border. Rather than debate the September 4th, he's agreed to do a teletown hall, and that'll be with, sounds like, Sean Hannity.
And I want to kick us off by celebrating our incredible President Joe Biden, who will be speaking later tonight. Joe, thank you for your historic leadership, for your lifetime of service to our nation, and for all you will continue to do. We are forever grateful to you.
Oh, yeah. The movie continues to play out. Concerts are put out for all. They bring in the stars. Even Steve Kerr, remember, I believe he was a basketball player, came out in support of all this, but couldn't get his mind off of President Trump.
I'll be getting out every day to help people get out and vote on November 5th and elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz as the next president and vice president of the United States. After the results are tallied that night, we can, in the words of the great Steph Curry, we can tell Donald Trump, night, night.
Can't get President Trump off their mind. Steve Kerr said, speaking out about politics these days comes with risk, but it wasn't too important as an American citizen to not speak up. It's the same Steve Kerr that had no comment when he was asked about China's human rights abuses. That's right. Can't talk about that. Some other strange things about the DNC, it's, you know, outside and more, would be these guys just can't have any freedom. They have to wear a mask. Look at Tucker.
Someone just sent me video of the protesters outside the DNC.
Yeah.
So I guess almost by definition, even crazier than the people inside the DNC. And the first thing you notice is they're all wearing masks outside. And I don't want to be mean. Mental illness is real. They're obviously mentally ill.
Definitely.
But what's so interesting is I never see that in my life. Do you ever see anybody wearing masks outside?
Well, I live near Washington. So yes. I see
you actually do now?
Yeah. But that's, so there are categories of people, I think, who are just neurotic and who've been misled, especially by the left. And they wear the mask still up until this very day.
Do you know how bad that is for your health?
It's awful. It's like awful. It's also...
I'd rather smoke cigarettes any day.
I actually think the cost to socialization is even worse. It's like your health is awful, but like what does that say about you and how isolated you are from the rest of society?
Yes.
That can't be good for your head. And the truth is, I don't think it's... For like a lot of these people, I don't really think in the end it's really about the health. They maybe soothe themselves by saying that.
Right.
Fundamentally, it's a political gesture. I'm a part of a club. It's a uniform. It's signaling you're with the left. And they're still doing it to this day. It's like crazy.
I think I'm just too out of it. I mean, cause I see that and I'm like, okay, especially if it's a man, you're totally emasculated and pathetic.
Definitely.
You have no self-respect at all. You hate yourself and for good reason. That's the first thing I think. With contempt, but also pity?
Yep, I pity them also. I was just recently traveling. You know, we were on the cruise ship in Alaska, and I was just amazed. Even when we walked out in beautiful weather, the great outdoors there in Alaska, I just couldn't believe folks would take their mask and put it on and not enjoy the wonderful air that God has provided for us. Just doesn't make sense to me. And getting on an airplane, several folks, Americans, were placing their masks on and flying. I just didn't get it. Anyway, every speaker at the DNC is talking about how rough Americans have it right now, as if the Democrats haven't controlled the White House for the past 4 years. Well, remember last 12 of the 16 years. Let's add that one in there. They just keep saying, America, how rough we have it. Well, man, they, you know, right now they're supposed to be in control. Are they in control? Well, I don't know. Some questions might arise why they would place the letter Q around the podium, making us wonder who's really controlling the DNC. Who's making these folks wear masks and give speeches?
We can't let up. We can't get driven down crazy conspiracy rabbit holes.
Conspiracy rabbit holes, says this character wearing a mask, playing Hitler-y or Hillary. Interesting, because she doesn't want them checking up on her problems that she's had, you know, with going to Haiti and her problems with the Clinton Foundation and trafficking of children, her problems with her love of Harvey Weinstein and others. But let's continue.
We have to fight for the truth. We have to fight for Kamala as she will fight for us. Because you know what? It still takes a village to raise a family, heal a country, and win a campaign.
Interesting, because she said it takes a village. She's using the very words that President Trump used, remember, when he roasted her at that dinner gala in New York City right before he won the election in 2016. Right, 2015, I believe, is when he gave that dinner. It could have been 2016. But anyway, he said it basically takes a village, remember, and the village that she takes are the Haitians' villages. Interesting that that would play out for all to see in that particular speech. Well, somebody said it just, you know, a while back, but I wanted to play this one again.
If there was a disconnect between perhaps the brand of the Democratic Party and President Biden, and I think one thing you and I agree on is Donald Trump is an existential threat to this country.
Alicia, you're using the word existential threat in front of Hillary Clinton, who literally made up a fake dossier to remove a sitting president from office. And I also find it interesting that, I'm not suicidal, by the way, but I also find it interesting that the Clintons' good friend, Jeffrey Epstein, and his clients who ran an underage sex trafficking ring were never called an existential threat. I wonder if that's because Bill Clinton took 26 trips on Epstein's private jet and visited his underage sex island. So let's talk about that. Then we can maybe talk about why the client list was never made public.
So these memes being put together are just amazing. Amazing. At Students for Trump, let us know and have that one. But, you know, this this whole election process, exposing this Hillary chick, whoever she is, but I believe the real one is gone. But anyway, that's just my opinion. President Trump even said, you know, he could have thrown Hillary Clinton in jail and locked her up.
That's a really bad thing. You know, in the years before, and I've said this a few times, not too much, but with Hillary, she was subpoenaed by Congress to give everything she's got. And she burned it. She acid washed it. Bleach bit, they call it. She totally scrubbed it. And then they broke everything with hammers, with fire. They burned it. And then she said, I don't have anything. Well, it turned out that she had a lot to give. And everybody said, lock her up, lock her up. And I used to go, easy, just easy, easy. Then we won. And I said, wouldn't it be terrible? And you know, I lose. Some people are upset when I did this, but you have to look at it maybe differently now. I say, wouldn't it be terrible to put the wife of the president, former president of the United States, into a prison?
Wouldn't it be terrible to put him in prison? Still had a measure of grace despite the way that he was mistreated. And part of this whole thing of the DNC playing out for all is the Planned Parenthood. And the demonic Democrats were called out. Remember, folks have asked you, you know, there's talents that we have and there's abilities that we have, and some folks just turn their cameras on and they record their thoughts, and this one's good.
You know, we're living in the last days when evil is portrayed as good and good is portrayed as evil. You know, we're living in the last days when the devil is not even hiding anymore. Like, these folks ain't even hiding their demonic ways even more. When I call the Democrats demons, y'all look at me crazy. When I call that lady a demon, I tell y'all she is the devil. Y'all trying to make it seem like I'm crazy. but to be doing abortions. Abortions on wheels is wild. But to be doing abortions, and mind y'all, I've never had an abortion. I'm for people doing what they do. Don't ever take any one of my videos as me telling you what to do. I'm a stranger. Do what you do. You have to answer for the decisions you make. You have to live with the decisions you make, not me. Do what you do. However, holding your conference and your rally to be the first female president of the United States and to be doing abortions outside of that conference is insane. Can't nobody, I don't care how y'all try to flip it, toss it, turn it, you cannot tell me that is not demonic. Although I've never had an abortion, I know people who have had an abortions. And not one person has ever told me that it was not traumatizing. Not one person has ever told me that they've done that and did not cry. Now, I do know some people on multiple abortions and I feel like maybe you can become used to it or numb to it or whatever. I'm not talking about that. But to be doing such an act around thousands of people, around chaos, to be giving speeches, knowing that babies are being killed outside on a bus, a procedure like that, you cannot tell me that that is not demonic. You cannot tell me that is not the devil written all over it.
The devil written all over it. And, you know, they're willing, they're putting the buses out there, or they have one big bus out there to take the babies out. And I just wanted to play this clip. How every Democrat candidate for the 2008 presidential race spoke about abortion.
I think abortion should remain legal, but it needs to be safe and rare. And I have spent many years now as a private citizen, as First Lady, and now as Senator, trying to make it rare, trying to create the conditions where women had other choices. I have supported adoption, foster care. I helped to create the campaign against teenage pregnancy, which fulfilled our original goal 10 years ago of reducing teenage pregnancies by about a third. And I think we have to do even more. You know, when I think about this issue, I think about the whole range of concerns and challenges associated with it. And I will continue to do what I can to reduce the number and to improve and increase the care for women, and particularly the adoption system and the other opportunities that women would have to make different choices.
I do not view abortion as a choice and a right. I think it's always a tragedy. And I think that it should be rare and safe. And I think we should be focusing on how to limit the number of abortions.
The real Biden, the real Hillary. Almost 20 years ago, right? And they look a little older than the ones that we're looking at now. Pretty amazing. Folks, if you want more information like this, go to amwenow.com. We're going to take care of you there at our website. It's an amazing site that's been put together over many years, a lot of work. My son's taking care of it now. Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. We've got all of our social media links there for you on X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and more on the top right of that website, amwenow.com. You can actually get all of our videos there. You can click on Kirk Elliott's link there. It's for you. You have the Ock merch link, the fellowship members. Also, subscribe to our newsletter. You put your name and your email and hit submit. You'll receive information when we upload videos and more. Our latest interviews are all compiled together for you on that website. Our partners are there in case you say, you know what, I remember that LT did a video, talked about some Hunter's Blend coffee. Well, I can't remember where it's at. Just go to amwenow.com, scroll down, you'll see the Hunter's Blend Coffee, Bright Core, Ascent Nutrition, Parker Pastures, EMF Protection, Dr. Shockley, LT Pet Club 247.com, and more. They're all there for you. And that's where you submit your pictures also. If you hit that contact button, it'll switch. Contact us, you put your name and email, and then it'll ask you to send a photo right there. You just click send a photo, and off it goes. And so if you go to shop.amwenow.com, you'll notice that we have plenty of items for you to grab, including the Trump Never Stops Fighting for America shirt. You also notice that we have the all week long, this week, we get free shipping for everything with code FREESHIP. Isn't that cool? And for a limited time, you buy any Cali Wave pullover and you get a free sticker pack. Wow. And that's a beautiful shirt right there. It's got the And We Know Romans 8:28 verse on the back and We Know logo on the front. You don't want to miss out on any of these. And here's more pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, or none of the above, this is our time.
Uh-oh. You guys catch that? Catch that change in this? The deep voice.
Whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, or none of the above, this is...
This? Almost like the man voice came out. Here, check this out from old Barack himself.
The people who will decide this election are asking a very simple question. Who will fight for me? Who's thinking about my future, about my children's future, about our future together? One thing is for certain, Donald Trump is not losing sleep over that question. Here's a 78-year-old billionaire who has not stopped whining about his problems since he rode down his golden escalator 9 years ago.
He can't get Trump off his mind. This guy, Barry Soetero, whatever his name, Soweto, whatever his real name is, he's not an American citizen. We've known that for a long time. President Trump even pointed it out years ago. Well, anyway, does one of the problems that Trump was whining about, as Obama refers to, that Trump is whining, happen to be the fact that Clinton and Obama framed Donald Trump for treason, along with the mainstream media, for the entirety of his first term? Yeah, he's whining. He's telling people, guess what? I've had enough of these guys trying to ruin my life, ruin my character, ruin my family, and more. Other folks have had enough of this, too. Check this out.
The damn Democrats at the DNC are crazy as hell, shouting they're not going back. Hell no, I don't want to go back to open borders, high food prices, high gas prices, high inflation, high interest rate, can't even buy a damn home. Why? I don't want to go back, Kamala. That's why I'm not voting for you. I'm voting for Donald Trump. And who in the hell had the agility or the stamina to stay up all night and to listen to Joe Biden. Joe Biden and all his damn lies. That's all he did was lie, and scream is more louder than I'm screaming right now. Man, I got to give y'all props if y'all stayed up to watch Joe Biden. I thought that he might throw down and say something against the Democrats for orchestrating a coup against him, but no, he stayed on.
He stayed on. So anyway. I love when people hit record and say, look, I'm going to tell people what I'm thinking at this moment. Other folks didn't have to hit record. Don Lemon, yeah, the guy that was at the Communist News Network, walking the streets looking for ladies to see who they're going to support in the next election.
How are you feeling about the election?
I'm going for Trump. I feel like every time they don't want somebody who is good for us to win, they throw somebody black in our face thinking that's going to like make us vote for the black person.
I voted for Obama because he was black. I don't want to vote for her because she's the first black woman to run for president or to win.
I don't vote.
Well, I want Donald Trump. I'm sorry. I want Donald
Trump.
Why
do you apologize?
Well, I know nobody likes him, but we had good times with Donald Trump.
I'm running for Trump, so.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why?
Yeah. I don't know. I just always been a fan of his, so that's what I'm gonna
for. I used to be against Trump. I used to live in Virginia. I saw the bad side of it, but really moving to Cleveland, but I saw the other side of it.
I'm supporting Trump.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Because?
Because it has to change. Yeah. It has to change, and now I vote more for what fits me better as a person rather than voting for the black person or voting for the first woman. So.
What do you think about Kamala Harris?
I think they say she's phony and fake, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, I'm like Trump saying, you know, what are you? You know, so I'm not feeling her. People get mad about it. I'm just not feeling her.
I don't like her the way she speaks, the giddiness, the laughing. Everything's a joke, and it's not a joke. We're in trouble.
That's right. We are in trouble.
Vote for Trump.
Kamala was on Biden's team, and I don't like Biden. Gas wasn't this high when Trump was our president. Food wasn't this high. I'm going for Trump.
So the options have been placed in front of so many. And these folks, I think, for many, many years were exposed to The Apprentice, and they saw Trump for who he really is as a leader. And they are noticing a difference between his leadership and what he provided for 4 years, and then he put a pause on so everybody can see just how evil and terrible their lives are under Democrats, and it's helping wake people up. Dan Scavino Jr. posted sundowning, hashtag sundowning. Interesting, because he posted that at 12:08 a.m. If you go to 12:08 on the cue board, you'll notice it refers to Pizza Pedogate, Hussein, Allison Mack, Adam Schiff, who has the Standard Hotel where he trafficked children. Again, pointing out the information that these folks are going down. Is the stage set for a drop? Is the stage set for a drop of HRC? That's at the 854 mark, on the Intel board. We have it all. We must work together. We are only strong as your voice. Dark to light, provide truth. Evil surrounds us. We're fighting for you. Again, going around the mainstream media with comms to us to let us know how this stuff is playing out. We need to know day by day they're being exposed, and folks are catching on.
Tell me what's going on with the migrant crisis here in Chicago.
So I will tell you right now, I'm a person that lives on the south side of Chicago, and the migrants that have come in, at one point they were coming in, we were feeling very sorry for them because they came in at a time where the weather was cold. So we're like, we're seeing all these people in tents and all this and that. But then we find out that they're getting $15,000 in food stamps, $5,000 in cash. I work for a company, which I will not say, that they're able to come in and they're able to get internet and Wi-Fi and all of this free, because guess what? The government are paying their rent for 2 years. Why is the government paying people that came from another country rent for 2 years? Can we explain that? Because it's a housing crisis right now with multiple homeless people on the streets right now that I could follow and show you homeless people that's been living on the streets. So what makes the migrants better from coming to another country that they get all of this? Do you know why?
I'm gonna say why. Because we're about to have another presidential election. So if we make these migrants democratic and we give them the right to vote and we give them all of these things, they're going to vote. And then, boom. I'm a Trump supporter, by the way.
And then, boom. All these folks are brought in. They are replacing the voters who are leaving the Democrat Party. The minorities are leaving, and they say, we'll just replace them with those coming across the border, and they can help switch the election back. I tell you what, they want Kamala so bad, and they've got a lot of folks convinced, even on the Christian side, that, you know, maybe I should support Kamala too. Well, somebody out there said, I ask this question every day of Democrat Christians. Check this out.
Okay, so since I have so many Christians in my comment section asking me how I can vote for Trump, I have a question for y'all Christian Democrats, okay? How in the world do you find it acceptable that at the Democratic National Convention, they have a mobile clinic? Can someone do me a solid and answer that, okay? Y'all keyboard warriors have no issue coming in the comments on my other videos, so I'm gonna need y'all to show up on this one, because asking for a friend and myself, everybody, your grandma, your mother, all of them, like how are we thinking that this is okay? And also, how can we justify a candidate that is like one of the main things that they speak about and hype up? I'm just like, I am so genuinely curious, because you guys come in my comments and say things like, oh, well, Trump is a racist and I don't even know. You guys just make up crazy stuff that the media brainwashes you to believe. But it's like, Trump was already our president, you guys. All the black people did not get put into slave camps. What are y'all talking about? If anything, do you know how many black colleges that he rescued, that he literally funded and pulled them out of going under? Like, do you know all of the things that he's actually done for the African-American community? Do you want to know what's truly racist? And I'm like feeling amped up on this one. Do you want to know what's racist? Kamala talks black, right? Which, that's That in itself is racist. She changes her voice around people. That is like such a slap in the face, you guys. Like,
it sure is a slap in the face, and folks are catching on to the Democrats, to the way that they operate, and also letting the Christians know, how in the world can you support someone who has an abortion truck pull up to their DNC convention? It doesn't make sense. How could you claim that you belong to Christ at the same moment you agree that babies can be killed? It doesn't make sense.
When I was president, except that I totally defeated 100% of the ISIS caliphate. Everyone said it would take 5 years. It took me like about 4 weeks. Because we have a great military. We have great generals, not the ones you see on television, not the ones that did the Afghanistan botchery. But we have great military people. I know them. And they're never going woke. You know, you keep hearing our military is going woke. The top people would like to see it, but it's never going to. These are not people. Just like these people will never.
Never going woke. My son's in the Bowling Bros Bowl with military folks every single week. And I can tell you the number of conversations they had with these guys where they say they try to force this DEI stuff with training and more on the base, and it's just not resonating well with them, and they can't stand it. Marine Corps seems to be the only one that's really doing all they can to ensure that they don't force that on every single Marine, although they do provide the training. Marines just don't really want to deal with it, including soldiers, airmen, and sailors. But I'm closer to the Marines because I am a Marine, so I understand them a lot more because I'm near them all the time. But I also had airmen and soldiers tell us the same thing at the bowling alley. These folks are having enough. And I tell you, it's working when they fight back, because check this out. Harley Davidson, another win for the movement. They just issued a statement where they promised no more DEI functions. Yep, all the complaining, all the letters that were sent from all the Harley Davidson guys, they couldn't take it anymore. So they had to stop it. No more supplier diversity spend goals. Sponsorship activities are changing and will focus exclusively on motorcycling, first responders, active military, and veterans. No more woke trainings with socially motivated messaging inside of them. And the Harley-Davidson corporate can be sad all they want, but our movement gets results. That's right. And there's the letter on your screen to read if you want to pause and check that out. And many folks are waking up. Even Communist News Network had to air why an Iowa Republican who wants to oppose Trump, they're ready to vote for him. It's mostly because of the pocketbook and small business.
That Sarcone plans to vote for Trump is a big change. She backed Haley in the caucuses, and when we first met a year ago,
what about Brownie Carmel?
Sarcone said she would vote for Biden if 2024 ended up as a 2020 rematch. But grocery prices are still high, she says, and her real estate business is slow.
I would describe myself as being resigned, I suppose, to voting for Donald Trump. Again, I can't vote for the status quo. And I was absolutely better off during Donald Trump's presidency than I am today.
Right. I say Kamala Harris, you say?
I'd say far left. I'd say woke. I'd say sidestepping. I'd say not truthful.
Been interesting, right? So they gave us 4 years of President Trump through all the pain and suffering that he was put through. He's still able to get across to the small businesses some money to help them grow, to have tax cuts, and so much more. And these folks felt safe, and they were growing. And then all of a sudden, he says, let's put a pause on. Let the Democrats come in and play the games they normally play for the last 12, you know, of the 16 years. They were running the country, so they destroyed it. Obviously, President Trump restored it quite a bit. And then guess what? They got a taste of the Democrats. And they said, nope, I'm going to vote for President Trump. You know, all this money talk reminds me of Dr. Kirk Elliott, the conversations we have every week. We had another interview, talked about Japan's trouble reaching the USA, $20 trillion carry trade. We learned about that. And precious metals, you know, they're the great investments you can go to now with their drop in price. You can head over there and buy it now. It's a great time to invest. And you can just go to amweknow.com/gold as a reminder and reach out to him, and you can have these conversations.
Comes next. When we've got banking failures on a word, wait till we get the action. And what's that going to cause? You don't raise rates like Japan said that they're doing in the middle of a massive market meltdown.
That's right. Market meltdowns. And he had a great conversation with me encourage you to go check it out and also just reach out to him. You'll have great conversations. We'll have another interview coming up soon. President Trump continued when he was in Michigan on all the issues playing around.
Nothing good is going to happen with thousands of terrorists being in our country. You know, we had 1 month where Border Patrol was actually does a chart, and I don't believe this. I love it in a certain way, but I don't. They said in 2019, zero terrorists came in. Now, I don't believe that, but it's an awfully good statistic. But it was very few that came in. We were very tough on that. We had everybody checked so carefully. And they added, actually, in 2019, they had zero. Now you have thousands of terrorists coming into our country. Thousands of terrorists. These are the people that blew up the World Trade Center. Bad things will happen. And if I'm elected, we're going to get them the hell out of here. We're going to get them out of here fast, very fast.
Interesting that he drops in there terrorists, the ones that took out the World Trade Center. Well, we know, based off the truth of what happened with 9/11, the World Trade Center, who actually took them down. And, of course, he mentions and mixes that with those crossing our border. But it makes me, again, want to get back into that whole discussion about 9/11 and who actually put that one together and had us live in fear so they can control our nation. Is he talking about them too, about getting them out of the country? Are they going to go to Gitmo? I don't know, but you know, with these open borders, a wild new report was dropped from the DHS Inspector General. Over 290,000 children that have come across the southern border illegally under the Biden administration are unaccounted for. They can't find them. Almost 3,000 children, they can't find them. ICE also said no assurance they are safe from trafficking and exploitation of forced labor. You think? Breaking, Trump to announce today that he will ask for the death penalty for child rapists and child traffickers. Good. That was on Fox News. These folks that are learning about all of this day in and day out, they have creativity, intelligence, and more sucked out of them when they head to school. They head to these universities that teach them to hate folks like President Trump, hate anyone that goes against the LGBTQ community, basically trying to help them. Folks, when we say that we are trying to help those that are locked into that type of mindset, that you have to agree with them on everything that they do and support them for their actions of taking away marriage between one man and one woman, and making a definition for what they want it to be, it doesn't mean that we're filled with hate. That's what they want us to believe. That's what they push the agenda on, especially when these folks go to these universities. But it makes them can't, you know, basically question everything in Scripture, because that's where we get our truth from. And they walk out and they forget about God. They forget about the things that are mentioned in the Word of God against these things, basically warning them. It's not saying that God hates them for what they're doing. It's saying, look, God set this up as a protection, as a boundary. Look, if you break these boundaries, guys, this is what's going to happen to you. You're going to have a debased mind. You're going to walk around. You're going to demand things. You're going to not be satisfied. You're going to want more than 500 different partners your entire life. You're going to be involved in things that you never thought you'd get involved in. And then you're going to start hating Christians, which has happened in Ukraine as they ban Christianity. Zelensky's regime has just adopted the law banning the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. In doing that, dozens of priests were thrown into prisons. They got into people's souls. The God was, you know, God was kicked out of Ukraine. They went in and started grabbing folks. They hate the truth. They hate the fact that those who are against them are the very ones that are filled with the Holy Spirit, who have the truth with them every single day. And we're told in Scripture, Matthew 10:22, Jesus said, you'll be hated by everyone because of my name, because of the name of Jesus Christ. But the one who perseveres, to the end will be saved. That's right. There's something about those that follow Christ, that live for him day in and day out. They're persecuted. And I remember sharing this the other day. I was in the recruiting station, New Jersey office. A gunnery sergeant who was a leader in the office, career recruiter, came into my office as a public affairs Marine and said, hey, you're not allowed to have that Bible on your desk. You need to take that away. And I said, I stood up with all due respect, Gunny, I'm allowed to have this Bible on my desk. It's a book that I hold to. There's nothing wrong with having it here. He screamed at me, told me to come with him to the Sergeant Major's office. Sergeant Major wasn't there, and while he was screaming at me, I felt like a force field was around my entire body, and I was smiling because I was thinking about the Bible verse I read that day. And then I heard him say, "Why are you smiling?" I heard that after all the yelling, and I said, "Gunny, just want to let you know I'm smiling because I remember the Bible verse I read today said that, you know, I'll be blessed, and those that are persecuted for his name's sake will be receive rewards, and they get in heaven. The more you yell at me, the more rewards I get." He didn't like that answer. He screamed at me to get out. Later that day, he pulled me in his office. We had a great conversation. He said he apologized to me for what he did, for yelling at me, and I asked him, "Why are you so mad at God? What makes you so angry? You're not mad at me. You're not mad at the Bible. You're mad at God." And he goes, "Well, I was excommunicated out of a church because of, I guess he had relationship problems with his wife, his former wife." So anyway, they kicked him out. He didn't like it. I gave him some scripture, invited him to church, and he had some tears flow. He experienced grace and mercy. And that's what we need to do with those around us, right? No matter what they think, no matter how difficult it is to communicate with others, we just have to remember grace and mercy. And I know it's hard out there, especially talking to those on the left, trying to convince them to the point where we basically say, and I had this conversation with a wonderful lady the other day on the cruise ship at sea with LT as we were in Alaska, and we're just sharing with each other, you know, the things that we're going through. And we talk to those from the left, especially in our own family. It's difficult. And we get to the point where we just feel the Holy Spirit lead us to just stay quiet and walk away sometimes. And we hope that the very thing that they see, the Word of God, would just permeate from our own lives, right? Sometimes we're the only Bibles that people actually read. Walking epistles is what Paul calls us in Scripture. May we be able to continue to do that, and that's why we stay in prayer. Folks, we got a lot going on. We got much going to happen in the next 90 days. Leading up to November 5th, it's going to be crazy. I really do believe this. But keep tuning in this week as we fall in unbelief as these Democrats continue to pour out so many evil things in front of us and lies. Okay? Let's stay in tune because we know our nation is on the precipice of being destroyed. We have to stay close to our Lord and Savior every single moment of every day.
"For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad."
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. We're so inundated with so much information and more, and it becomes difficult and tiring to hear it all, to watch the Democrats continue to lie, to realize the effect that it has on our very lives. We can't ignore it. We can't wake up each day just pretending that nothing's going on around us. We have to expose these lies, and we just need your help. We need your help in understanding right from wrong, to give us the eyes to see these evil ones and how they belong to Satan and what they've done to us. They turn good to evil and evil to good, and we just beg you that you would help us to have eyes to see and the words to provide those in grace and mercy as we have to deal with so many around us day in and day out. We definitely need your help. We ask that you continue to protect those that are on the front lines, protect President Trump and his family, protect our very lives as we go about our day. We look forward to the enemy being pummeled, but until that time, please give us the ability to just have joy in the midst of all the evil around us. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and we know that. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Please hit that subscribe button, follow button, and the like button. We really appreciate those new followers. It means so much to us, the prayers and so much more. We got a chance to meet with several of you on board the boat, and we learned so much. Especially those that have had their lives change spiritually because of this podcast. So encouraging to know we can continue to move forward and that we're on the right track with the Lord. So for now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.